Yo, welcome to Spectator Sporting. I'm Zach Roach along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. We got a big show for y'all today. We with the Hearth War Bangers today. Shout out to the Hearth War Bangers. And we got a great fighter we talking to right now by the name of Lucky Chucky. How's it going, man?
Man, it's going good. I'm excited to be here. From last time I seen you guys to here, it's been a journey, but now we're going to continue that journey with the next fight.
Man, absolutely. The first interview was a blast doing with you, and I remember you saying you had a lot of stuff going on in the community in your last interview. Can you talk about that more for us?
Yeah, you know, everything I do, even these fights, serve a purpose. I'm 44 years old over here. It's not like I'm trying to be the next, you know, Rocky Marciano or GoPro. Right, you know, right. It's a little too late for that. You know?
Right.
But these fights serve a purpose. There's a lot of hateful people in this world, a lot of hateful people on social media, so I call these guys out one by one. And the things I do in the community, as well as on social media in real life, they all play a part, because this is real life right here, from fights to real life. And yeah, the things we do in the community are the same things we do in the ring. Fight for justice, fight for prisoners' rights, and fight for fathers' rights.
Absolutely, absolutely. And talk about how you use your social media presence to promote that.
Yeah, you know, with the social media presence, it's been wonderful. You know, I do a lot of great things, from inspirational quotes, top 10 countdowns, about this, about that. But I promote these great companies, and these great companies, what they're doing, right? Because, you know, when NASCAR comes to Chicago, McDonald's, they'll put up millions of dollars to sponsor these big sporting events, right?
Right.
But when it comes to local sporting events that actually gets these kids away from gangs, drugs, and criminality, you don't see McDonald's or all these big companies and entities stepping up to sponsor them. So what I do is I orchestrate my social media platform in real life with these companies and businesses,
right,
and they're sponsor events like ours. You know, I got great companies from all over the Chicagoland area, from the suburbs, the city, sponsoring events like this, you know, and it's a wonderful thing, you know, to incorporate that, and it shows that these businesses care. And I'm able to promote this great businesses, whether it's food, panic, escape rooms, you know, clubs, okay, whatever the case may be. It's beautiful. It's my calling.
That's very dope.
Yeah, we definitely need that in the community.
Yes.
And your last fight, you fought against the Viking. Let us know what happened in that fight, how it went down, and everything.
Yeah, you know, this guy, he proclaimed to be a trained fighter and all that good stuff, you know, and as he said, had videos and talked to Tony Top. But at the end of the day, as soon as he came at me in the ring, I dropped him in the first 8 seconds. He walked right into a jam. Look, he walked into a brick wall. Just dropped him, you know?
Right, right.
And then he got up and we proceeded to go at it a little bit. And about 30 seconds later, he tried to come in on me again. And as soon as he came in, I got a bam, bam. Got him that time, dropped him again.
Mm. Yeah.
And then for the remainder of that round, he pretty much ran for me. I almost fell over trying to chase him. I really wanted to knock him over three times.
He
knock
felt
him
that
down
power,
three,
though.
But
right?
He felt that power. Yeah. He knew it, too. And I chased him, and pretty much the round ended. The second round started. He didn't want to come in on me, so I chased him in the corner. I got my arm caught in a rope trying to throw a left,
right,
and I had a tendon rupture. So since then, I had two surgeries.
Wow.
And I continued the fight, though. I didn't quit. That left jab by the second and third round, there was nothing there. I'm going to throw a jab. There's nothing there.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got injured in that fight. You had the surgery. Are you ready to get back in the ring, or you need to sit out for a few more months?
No, I'm ready. Actually, when I had this first surgery, it was another setback because I had a hematoma.
Mm.
There was actually blood still in there, so they had to do another surgery a week later, so that hindered it. But one thing about me is, you know, ain't nothing but a setback for a major comeback. You know, I was still in the gym every day. They said I can't lift no more than 2 pounds with my left arm for this long. So I'm in the gym every day with 2 pounds, with 50, shoulder presses, bench, legs, cardio. Now, I'm doing the same amount of weight. I just did bench the other day with 315. I had it evenly up. All that strength and power, I worked it all the way up again. And
ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm excited. My next opponent is a special kind of hater. He's a special kind of hater.
Where is the next fight going to be at, brother?
This next fight is also going to be at the Cicero Stadium. Once again, we have pay-per-view services available, ringside seats, floor seats, and general admission, all that, man. I'm promoting it all throughout the community. We've got fight posters going up everywhere. And, that's what we're doing.
So the guy, who tell us about this guy, this opponent you're about to fight.
So I was on a show 60 Days In. You guys heard of it, right?
Mm.
On
A&E. Yeah, I know that show.
Yeah, I promoted it. I went on there as a prisoner's rights advocate. A lot of people assume just because you go on the show 60 Days In that you're looking for drugs or you're a snitch. That's not the case at all, because when they contacted me, I didn't agree to do that. They seen what I was doing on my platform in the community, so I went on there for a great purpose.
That's what's up.
This was the first season where none of the men met prior to going in, because I didn't want nothing to do with them, right? I really didn't. But as soon as I went on there, I got recognized by participants, by COs. I was getting recognized, you know, it was a joke to me. But the one guy, Carlos, who I'm fighting, Carlito, I call him, he seen me as soon as I walked in there. He's like, Lucky Chucky. Like, he looked like he just seen his, you know, his fan. He was a fan of mine. He literally was. He even told me how he followed me. I didn't know who he was.
Right.
You know, he called me Mr. TikTok. But then, yeah, he even called me Mr. TikTok when he had the interview on 6 days in after he first seen me. He's like, oh, Mr. TikTok, Lucky Chucky himself. He was jealous. You could see the bitterness, you know. But when I, you know, he was cool on the show. We were, you know, he was cooking me food, you know. He even offered to do my laundry. No, I'm just like,
oh my God.
He was offering something, though. Look, right?
He's trying to butter you up.
Right. So look, so here's the thing, right? Me and this man weren't on the same level, and he realized that. He walked up to me and said, hey, man, I have all these pills to turn into producers. I said, hey, I'm not in here turning drugs. And that's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He was there in there to set up other people, set up other inmates who were already fighting cases. And he realized we're not the same. So we had a big outburst. I exposed him for being a liar and a fraud. Mm-hmm. He got removed from the show for popping other people's psych pills, writing statements on people. Wow. So we're just not of the same person. And, man, he's been stalking me and trolling me since the show. Thousands of private calls. Videos of this guy putting my family's address out there. I'm talking about voice messages. Wow. He gives my phone number on his live feed. This guy's the epitome of a stalker and a troll and a weirdo. But he's been doing training in Florida. He's been doing some training at a gym out there, and he takes it very seriously, apparently. Yeah. So he thinks that he can win. I got a couple advantages. I'm a lot taller than him. My arms are a lot longer. He's younger. You know, that's about the only advantage that he has. But at the end of the day, I don't see this man stopping me in any way, shape, or form. Viking, his little hits didn't feel like nothing either. And I feel like this round, this fight, this is gonna be eventful. Like, I have anger towards this man. But then again, he don't really like me either. But that's what I like to do. I like to fight these guys that don't like me and that I don't like them. And I really wouldn't have known who they were if they didn't get my attention first. But at the end of the day, that's what a fight's supposed to be about anyway, right? Getting that anger off and putting them weapons down and that screen down and just handling the ring like men.
Absolutely. No doubt. So you want to tell everybody where they can follow you at?
Yeah, you know, hey, I'm on TikTok. You know what I mean? Lucky Chucky, Lucky _ Chucky. CEO, don't have a good day, make it a great day. Instagram, Lucky00 Chucky. YouTube, Lucky _ Chucky. We'll be growing on there as well. We're starting. Everything I do in life, like, I evolve. You know what I mean? You got to. You know what I mean? Any setbacks you have in life. But like I said, these fights serve a purpose, man. And with this guy, my last opponent, even though I told you about what I didn't like about my last opponent, remember? Yes, I didn't like my last opponent for a reason. We're not going to get in detail,
right.
But at least I shook his hand afterwards. You know why? Because I had respect for him that he came out and seen me in the ring. That took a lot of cojones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, you know, but my next opponent, no matter how bad he gets whipped, I'm not shaking that man's hand. He just go back and continue doing what he's doing in life. You know what I mean? I'm not shaking his hand afterwards.
Okay. And one more time, where this fight gonna be at?
Cicero Stadium, baby. April 20th, Smoking Fights, Hard War Bangers Boxing Club, USA Boxing. Salud.
I'm Zach Roach, Adi Wally, Lucky Chucky.
Salud.
We are here with the Harf War Bangers, and we got another legendary fighter, Miss Machine Gun Shelly's in the building with our coach, Yuan. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
Man, so let's. I'm gonna start with you, Machine Gun Shelly. You've been at this a long time. I said, like, how long you been fighting? How long you been a pro fighter for now?
Pro fighter since 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been an amateur fighter for like 15 years. I've been at it about.
Wow.
A long time.
How has it changed through the years? Like, coming up, like, you know, you've been in it so long. How do you stay motivated? How do you stay hungry to keep getting in that ring?
I feel like I'm always learning. You know, there's been stale points and parts where I'm standing still. But my last fight, I felt like I opened the door to something brand new. So it's like you're always learning.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm just coming into the top of my game now.
Wow.
Yeah, you showed lots of heart. That was very competitive last fight. What's your thoughts? Like, you think you're going to something big? Tell us about that last fight. What's your thoughts on that?
I felt like I started strong. First half of the fight, I was in there and I was doing what I needed to do. But I noticed what I did wrong, and I've been working on it ever since. And just like the ability to calm down and be aware of what I'm doing, and like, I always struggled with that. So to be able to do that now, it's like it's opening the door to learning. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I haven't been able to do that in the past. I'm just kind of go. Mm-hmm. But now I'm able to use my mind a little more, and it's a really.
Yeah. And what adjustments have you made since that fight in training camp?
Okay, well, my conditioning, definitely. because I got tired in the last half of that fight, I've been working out my conditioning ever since then. So I have not stopped since then.
Yeah, and you know, she's a taller girl. Mm-hmm. You know, so what adjustments or strategies do you come into the fight with when you're going against a taller fighter that has a longer reach? What strategies do you do?
You know, coming under her jab because she was so tall, so coming underneath, going to the body a lot, stuff like that. I feel like my power was actually good, but it wasn't able to show itself because I didn't have my feet as much under me as I needed to. I got some power. It wasn't shown as much as I would have liked it to my last fight, but I'm working on letting that show.
Yeah, and
go ahead. Coach, what do you think about what she's saying, like, about making adjustments to her fight?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of it is more about relaxing a little more, conditioning much more, but relaxing a little more with it.
Explain why, like, I know we know, but explain why conditioning is so important, like, in the sport of boxing.
Well, for one, it allows you to do what you do for a longer period of time. Allows you to think a little better, because if you're tired, you can't think.
Right.
So more that, you know, when you get good conditioning, you could relax more. And believe it or not, the more condition you're in, the more you're able to relax. Mm. Some people think that conditioning allows you to, but no, it allows you to relax more, to think. Timing, work on your timing, you know what I mean? And just be able to think under pressure.
Right.
More think under pressure, you know?
So as far as conditioning, like, so there will be longer sessions and sparring sessions. Is there more like running longer miles? And what about the diet as well? Like, what specifically do you have to do to get that endurance up?
Me? Oh yeah. So diet, definitely. I've been eating healthy since I've been on a good diet, you know, and I'm not eating too less. I need a good amount to be able to output the amount of calories that I output in a workout, you know. But I've been eating healthy and good quality for a while, so that should make a big difference. And definitely, yeah, more miles, more like conditioning work. Not so much sparring, because I feel like I have a lot of experience, you know. I have a lot of sparring experience, I have a lot of fight experience, like, I know exactly who I'm fighting, you know. I don't really need to make myself uncomfortable, you know, traveling the country, getting new sparring. I have that experience. I need to be, like, on the track running sprints where I don't feel comfortable,
okay,
you know?
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Is that what you put her through all the time?
Oh, yeah.
This morning.
This morning.
I feel like I'm dying as I sit here.
Yeah, I've seen tears on these tracks.
Oh, man. I hate them.
And we've been doing them a while, but the different levels of, especially getting ready for this fight, you know, more attitude in your running, more, you know what I mean? You could run the same distance, but attitude in
right.
it, you know?
I got it.
Yeah, so, Coach, tell us about this next opponent. Like, tell us about her. Who are you fighting, and what's her attributes?
Well, I mean, we fought her before. The first time, I thought Shelly won it, but she didn't make it too decisive, you know, so, okay. Second fight, she was rolling and rolled under Shelly's eye, and she got stitches, you know, she got a cut. You
it
know.
Was a headbutt?
The headbutt.
Okay. Yeah. That happened early. That happened
32 seconds.
First round? Okay. Yeah.
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 So we did make adjustments for that too. For that happening. You know?
Right. Yeah. It happens in boxing, though. It happens to the best of them, you know. Julio Cesar Chavez was headbutted, bleeding, and they had to stop the fight early. Yeah. So, I mean, it happens to the best of them. So, I mean, it's nothing to be. You know, you get it next time, I guess.
Yeah.
So what you think about this girl? What you think about the lady about the fight?
So I'm going to go off what I just heard Lucky Chucky saying in his interview. You know, he says, you're not supposed to like your opponent. That's what it's about. I don't care about my opponent. I don't have no ill will outside of the ring. But once we step inside the ring, it is a war. Mm-hmm. It is a full-on war. That's what it is.
She coming to take your head off, so.
Right.
You
got to
take her head off.
Exactly.
Got to beat her to the punch, right?
Exactly.
So when's your next fight going to be?
April 20th at Cicero Stadium.
And what's her name? What's the opponent's name?
Moni.
Moni.
Moni Trejo.
Moni Trejo.
Has she been fighting a long time too?
I think so. She seems.
You say you had a match with. How long ago was that match that you had with her?
I think it's back in November.
Oh, yeah, so y'all y'all recently just fought.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't get to do what I wanted to do.
Oh, so this is the okay.
This is going to be the exclamation point.
Yeah.
On this fight. This is going to be the third fight.
This is actually a trilogy.
Yeah, because that was a rematch.
That's a rematch.
Yeah, and the first fight was a war. It was a war, and like, I know boxing fans, people that were there because they're boxing fans were like, wow, we've never seen such a good fight live.
Okay.
And that's an honor, you know, that's, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do for, you know, women's boxing, you know, letting it be known that, no, we're up there. The skill is there.
You know? Yeah, and I heard Lucky Chucky say that your fight was the main event.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's a big lead up to it.
Man.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. She won't be asking for a rematch. She's gonna get to know us.
Yeah. A little knockout chaos.
Yeah, no rematch after this.
And I realized something the other day that sometimes maybe I get away with things on fluke, or you know what I mean? And I'm like, no, nothing's done by fluke. Mm. And not right. This time. Mm. It's not gonna be by fluke. It's going to be by intent, and because that's what I've been working on, and that's what's going to happen. No fluke, no luck, no nothing. It is what it is, and it's because I worked every second of it.
Excellent.
And that's if we decide to give her a chance.
Okay, coach, talk to her.
Yeah, we're not just talking. This is about it. This is serious. We can't, we got to end this. No more after this one.
Yeah.
No more after this one. Yeah.
You heard what Coach said. You watch the Spectator Sport, and shout out to Hardcore Bangers, Machine Gun Shelly. April 20th, right?
April 20th. Yep. Don't miss it.
All right. We out. Peace. Yeah.